the House of Representatives is voting today on a bill that would force TikTok to divest from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, or face a ban in the U.S. The popular social media app responded with a fierce lobbying campaign on Capitol Hill. Here's NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh.
Content creators on TikTok sounded the alarm when the bipartisan bill started moving through the House.
Y'all, listen up. This is very important. TikTok could be banned as soon as tomorrow.
So you heard me. Do not ban TikTok. That's not acceptable.
Every single person on this app needs to contact their congressmen and their senators right now.
Mike Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on China, is a lead sponsor of the bill, and pushed back on the idea that it amounts to a ban.
What we're after is not a ban, it's a forced separation, and the TikTok user experience can continue and improve so long as ByteDance doesn't own the company.
He says national security assessments show that the app is a threat to user privacy and that it's been used to target journalists and interfere in elections. And he says the lobbying campaign that TikTok launched with push notices using location information to connect users by phone to their member of Congress proves why the bill is needed.
You had member offices being deluged with calls, you know, teenagers crying and one threatening suicide and one impersonating one of my colleague's sons. That to me demonstrates how the platform could be weaponized in the future.
Florida Democratic Congressman Maxwell Frost is the youngest member of Congress, and he opposes the bill.
I think that it is a violation of people's First Amendment right. TikTok is a place for people to express ideas. I have many small businesses in my district and content creators in my district, and I think it's going to drastically impact them too.
TikTok declined an interview with NPR. In a statement, a spokesperson argued, quote, the government is attempting to strip 170 million Americans of their constitutional right to free expression. They also say it will harm businesses and threaten livelihoods of creators. Illinois Democrat Raj Krishnamoorthy helped write the bill and disagrees.
There's no First Amendment right to espionage. There's no First Amendment right to harm our national security.
The company stresses that it has invested its own money to set up a firewall to address data privacy concerns and keep data in the U.S. Krishnamoorthy says the company's claims about this effort were false.
Whether it was TikTok saying that, oh, American user data is not going to be accessible to anyone in China, again, wrong. That was also proven false. And then they said that American user data is not going to be used to target anybody. Again, wrong. That was false.
Gallagher says the core of the problem is who controls the algorithm. He maintains as long as it's China, that's a national security problem. Lawmakers expect the bill to easily pass in the House, so TikTok is focusing its efforts on blocking it in the Senate. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley backs the bill. He says TikTok is different from other apps.
The really only reason to ban it is a major national security concern. And that makes it very different from Google and Meta and the others, you know, who do all kinds of bad stuff, but they're not effective subsidiaries of a hostile foreign government.
Presidential campaign politics could complicate the path forward in the Senate. Former President Trump proposed a ban on the social media app in 2020, but he recently reversed himself. Here he is on CNBC this week.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people.
President Biden's campaign regularly posts on TikTok. But if the bill gets to his desk, the president says he will sign it. If a law is enacted, the fight might not end there. TikTok has mounted legal challenges against other efforts to ban the app. And courts have sided with their argument that blocking TikTok violates users' First Amendment rights. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.